there are so many challenges in Yemen in respect to health. The insecurity, the lack of fuel, lack of electricity, and the insufficient amount of drugs available in the country. All these are challenges we have to address. In addition to this, we are facing actually an outbreak of dengue fever in part of the country, although we managed to control the outbreak in the area of Aden and the Tehama Valley. However, we have observed a spike of dengue fever in the area of Taiz, where the number of cases has almost tripled during the last 2 weeks, which is very serious in an area where access is a big issue, where active fighting is on, where three of the main public hospitals were shut down because they are in the area of the fight, and health workers are not able to access those hospitals.
You requested a safe corridor to address this issue. What was the response for that?
Well, this is true. We have requested for a safe corridor, and now we have started our negotiations with the different parties in order to be able to reach there. We have already prepared three trucks of medicine and medical equipment to go to Taiz, hopefully today or tomorrow. We are just cutting the releases from there. At the same time, we are preparing a mission to go to Taiz, hopefully tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, in order to be able to access the area, to provide sympathy and support, and to negotiate the access within Taiz, at least to the different available hospitals, and to be able to distribute the supplies that are going. And on the other hand, the UN also is preparing a convoy of support to Taiz that will depart, hopefully Thursday or Friday, for the people of the affected area in Taiz.
And you have the guarantees that the convoy and the team will be able to reach these areas, the affected areas?
There is no guarantee, but we are negotiating now the access and the different parties in order to be able to reach there.
What's the latest casualty figure in Yemen right now since the start of the escalation of the conflict?
There are around 5,000 people killed and around 24,000 injured. And those are only the health facilities reported cases. Definitely, there are some who died or injured and never picked up by the health system.
Despite the security situation and the risks on the ground, WHO is still in Yemen. And you're talking to us right now from Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. How can WHO help under these circumstances, and what are your calls to different parties right now?
In fact, WHO has got some, in addition to the main office in Sana'a, we have five sub-offices in different areas, in Aden, in Hodeidah, in Taiz, in Sa'da. And we have more than 90 staff members who are all in Yemen in different parts of the country, especially in the areas where there are conflicts, in order to be able to facilitate and transport medical supplies and equipment to those areas, and at the same time looking for different partners in different areas through which we can also send medical supplies, and also we can contract in order to be able to provide services. However, the need is huge in the area of health, whether in terms of supplies, whether in terms of human resources, whether in terms of fuel. I mean, fuel also is a big issue for us here because of the lack of electricity. So hospitals need to put on their backup generators, and this requires fuel, and the health system doesn't have the capacity to provide the fuel, and this is a real challenge as well for us. We are doing our best in order to be able to respond to the, at least, the life-saving health interventions, and we look forward for support from the humanitarian community globally. On the other hand, I would request the fighting parties to respect the health facilities and health workers, and to spare the ambulances from being shot or hit.